It's a new season of Seldom Heard Radio with DJ Frederick on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London.
the solid owl. Out on the mountain, it'll drive you insane. Listening to the winds howl. Unbroken chain, soft.
Australian band Kangaroo Moon from their album Live and Kicking. That's a tune called Once Upon Arrival, and we started this edition of Seldom Heard Radio with Grateful Dead, Unbroken Chain. This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to Seldom Heard Radio on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. I'm here with you every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. And I'm celebrating 17 years on the airwaves here at WSCS and coming up on 18 years in January of 2017. So I'm enjoying every minute of it. Now, if you're wondering what's happening in the world of low power and non-commercial radio here in New Hampshire, I'm going to give you a bit of an update on low power FM radio stations that have been licensed or are due to be licensed here in New Hampshire. WNHBLP at 89.1 has been granted to the Boys and Girls Club of the North Country in Lisbon, New Hampshire. They have a construction permit which expires on January 15th, 2017. I'm hoping that they will get on the air before then because the clock is ticking. On the air currently, you have WNHNLP 94.7 in Concord with a variety of music, including a lot of jazz. WKHPLP in Keene at 94.9 is a Christian radio station run by the Keene Four Square Church, also known as the Harvest Christian Fellowship. And the Manchester Public Television Service has a radio station on the air at 95.3, and that's WMNH in Manchester with a variety of music. Up in Bethlehem, way up north, the Friends of the Colonial Theater are on the air at WZNC 99.9. Well, that sounds like a fever. And also way up in Bartlett, New Hampshire, WJSK at 101.1. The Bartlett-Jackson Community Broadcasters Association with a jazz format. Another fairly new low-power FM station here in New Hampshire is in Concord, WICXLP at 102.7, New Hampshire Catholic Community Radio. And that's a rundown of some recent radio stations licensed and on the air here in New Hampshire. And we do enjoy all kinds of variety here on the airwaves. I'll be right back with more music after this.
Some virtuoso musicians hone their craft with classical training in gilded music halls, and some take to the streets. You're on the Soundbeat. Stefan Grappelli would become one of the most renowned violinists of all time, winning a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award and induction into the Downbeat Jazz Hall of Fame. But he honed his craft on the mean streets of 1920s Paris as a busker. Busking is the practice of live performance in public places, where performers entertain in hopes of passersby dropping change and small notes. Here's Stefan Grappelli and the Quintet of the Hot Club of France with Liza. In 2007, classical violinist Joshua Bell played for 45 minutes in L'Enfant Plaza in D.C. in an experiment of sorts organized by the Washington Post. He made $32.17, playing a $2 million Stradivarius. Ben Franklin was a busker, and his experience helped form his beliefs in free speech. Find out how at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry. Thank you.
Yes, and if you've ever done it, then you'll know it's not an easy thing to do. Seeing you need me. Sometimes the road that you're looking for is right beneath your feet, and sometimes the way that you feel is all in who you meet. And sometimes the road that you're looking for, it starts to unwind. It's starting to sink, and I need just a little more time.
Hampshire band The Old World with As Far As I Can See from a brand new cassette compilation released by yours truly on Why the Tapes Play Records. Before that, we heard something brand new from Jeff Liebman, his rendition of the Lennon-McCartney tune And I Love Her from his CD Strange Beauty, released on Cellar Live Records. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Seldom Heard Radio, music and culture in the spirit of free radio on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org.
This is actually a nice quiet hive. The bees are sitting very quietly on the combs. This is what we like to see. It's a nice gentle colony.
But sometimes the sounds of a beehive tell us that something's gone wrong. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
If the bees lose their queen, we often get what we call scenting behavior. And that scenting behavior sort of creates a roar.
Rick Fell is a professor emeritus in entomology at Virginia Tech.
It's just a lot of bees that are exposing a scent gland and fanning with their wings. So if we open it up and we have a lot of bees that are exhibiting this scenting behavior, it often indicates that we may have a problem. If a colony is missing its queen, we've got several options. One option is to provide another queen. In our yard here, you'd see some very small colonies, what we call nucleus colonies. And we use these as sort of a source of queens. We raise queens and we allow them to develop and mate. And then we have an extra queen in that we can use to requeen a colony. Another option, if we don't have a queen available, is to provide some young brood. What we do is we provide a frame that has young developing larvae about a day of age, and the bees missing a queen will take those young larvae and rear several queens. When we're rearing queens, what we do is we control the process to the extent that we provide certain larvae to for the bees to use for rearing queens. And once they're developed, then we can put those developed cells, and these would be queen cells, they have a larger cell in which queens are reared, we'd put those into what we call a mating colony. And then because the young queen emerges, between the days of about 5 and 8, she typically makes mating flights. Once she's mated then and laying eggs, we can use her to requeen another colony.
Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
Thank you. Thank you.
Short wave, long wave, medium wave, frequency modulated, satellite, low power, part 15. You're listening to Seldom Heard Radio, music and culture in the spirit of free radio. On the Flying Fish label, that was Hickory Wind with Morrison's Jig. Before that, Celeste with Celeste 2. We started that set off with a group called Band Joe and a tune called Icon here on Seldom Heard Radio. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of Seldom Heard Radio, which is program number 794. We're stretching toward program number 800, which will be the 800th broadcast of Seldom Heard Radio since 1999. I want to say thank you for listening and wishing you many blessings wherever you are on the planet. Take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.